5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, real talk here for a second. I'm so bummed out because I thought this was such a perfect fit for me. And I've been so excited about it for 4 days. And now I think it's over. Okay, let me try to explain here. So look, I'm looking at this career and there's going to be a time here where I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to be Burt Show Burt anymore. I'm going to go do something else at some point. I've been doing it here 25 years. So I've been sort of mentally preparing myself for that day. That's where this whole thing starts, right? So I've never done a hobby. I've never done anything that wasn't graded or wasn't based on likes or success. So as I've been talking to my therapist about it, and I get nervous about looking at that time where I'm not doing this and I'm not Burt Show Burt anymore. The one thing I really want to start looking at and working on is me doing things just for the fun of it that don't have any kind of grade or success attached, right? So I thought,
it must be exhausting to have a performance-based life.
You don't have that?
No, I do.
Yeah. So you know how tiring it is.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking about it. But you, I think you take it to like the nth degree. Even like you said, you don't even have a hobby that's not like performance-based. Like
Yeah. Literally
everything. Like I finished a book last night and that was lovely. It's a great accomplishment, but I did.
Was it Throne of Glass?
I finished Throne of Glass last night.
Did you tell everybody so you could get likes?
No. Haven't posted. The first time I talked about it, I'll talk to Abby and Cassie about it during the commercial break, but I feel like I have that in my business life.
Mm-hmm.
In my work life, I don't necessarily have that in my personal life. And I feel like you have to deal with it in both.
I do, right? And I think if you get into this industry, if you get into the entertainment industry, I think it's baked into your DNA a little bit. You guys too or no?
I think, yeah, I mean, to your point, I remember the last time I finished a book and I remember thinking, wow, I can't wait to tell my Instagram followers about it and tell them what I rated it.
Right?
So I think it's fair that when you get into this type of work, I think there's a small part of you that really likes exterior validation, and that's how we ended up here in the first place.
Absolutely. 100%. I've always felt like that. I think that's why when I do get a moment to play my PlayStation, I love it so much, because it's the only time in life where I don't feel like that.
You know, I was the only child kid, so it goes all the way back to that. And I'm the, hey, look at me kid that was performing for my parents and my family when I was 5 or 6 years old. So now that I'm looking at a life where I might not be getting this, I'm like, okay, let's start preparing for it. I have been on TikTok, but I've been a voyeur on TikTok. I generally scroll through there just to stay in touch with what's going on.
Look for content,
but I have never posted anything except the very first video a couple of years ago. I was trying to find some lighting, and I stayed away from it for years and years and years. And then I thought, I accidentally got into an algorithm, or maybe just saw one post on TikTok that was about World Talk and Euro Talk and Global Talk, and I'm like, dude, I love traveling. This is going to be really, really exciting for me. Maybe I can use my TikTok to not be Burt Show Burt, but I can be a guy that reaches out and first of all sees how the rest of the world is seeing America right now, and then reach out. And I love different cultures and seeing how they do things differently than we do here in America. Even people in their own homes in like Scotland that are giving you sort of a look on inside of their house, what it looks like compared to America. That kind of stuff turns me on. What the different environments and different, everything different about the other countries turns me on, right? And there's still, or there was, I thought, a fascination about America also for those that didn't come here. And because I love traveling so much, I thought this would be really fun for me. And this is something that I can just do as a hobby that I won't look for likes. I'm just going to do it to learn more about people and share my culture also. That was 4 days ago. Okay? I'm over it. and it has nothing to do with the likes or anything like that, although there is a sub fight in my head about all that that I can get into another time, because really I don't want this to be about likes or growing an audience, but naturally when I'm on there I'm like, oh, this one didn't get as many likes as last one did, and that's what I'm trying to stay away from.
You got mad because my rainbow butt picture got more likes than a picture of you with your kids. That's how like competitive performance based you are.
Right So but this one was supposed to flush all that out and I was supposed to work on it. So as I'm starting to get into this Euro talk and global talk, at first it started out pretty cool, you know, where people were sharing different things about their cultures. But then I've noticed a twist here, and it really has become, as I'm witnessing what is going on in our country, as it's viewed by other countries, we have become a punching bag for the rest of the world. And not only our politics, but it has gotten really personal around the world also. And I think it's because people are like, how dare you allow people to be voted into office that you did? So I'm going to take it out on all of you rather than the government. And I think I said this on our bonus content the other day. For me, it's okay to talk crap about your own family within your family. But once somebody says the exact same thing you're saying to your family, but they're outside the family, you get real offended. And as I've been scrolling and I've been seeing people rip on not only America, but on Americans, it almost feels like when a Destiny football team finally starts to decline and everybody else is just really enjoying kicking the crap out of them because they've been so good for so long, I can't help but take it so personally that I find myself defending our country, even though I'm really not down with a lot of stuff that's going on here, but it's our stuff. We're getting ripped on so many different levels here that it has really taken any kind of enjoyment out of it for me at all. And now I feel like if I'm going to post anything, it's going to be defending the country in ways that I probably would have a very different conversation with you guys about. Then it has just completely lost the originality and the pureness of what I wanted it to be.
You just wanted to look into other people's homes and other countries, but now all you feel like is you're just like the America's a punching bag.
Yeah, let me give you an example. Like yesterday I made a video here in the halls of what it looks like in an American radio station. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a radio station. And I thought it would be funny to just take a video of all the snacks that we have here compared to snacks that you would have in other countries at work, if they even have snacks in other countries at work. I didn't even post it yesterday because as I was getting ready to post it, Americans were getting beat up by people in Scotland and Ireland and all over the world. But again, it wasn't about politics. It was making fun of the American people. And it just, it put me in such a bad mood. The last 2 days, I really felt like I have been on edge. And I think some of that came out yesterday in the argument that Cassie and I had late in the show, which was a superficial conversation I got pissed about. But I've been on edge because I have been sort of diving now more into social media and diving into news, and it's totally changed my attitude the last couple of days.
I'm so glad you realized it, because it, like, social media and news can have such a deep impact on your mindset and your well-being.
You don't realize it until it's too late. And then when you're sitting down at night and you're like, why am I so edgy? Everything's gone well. And then I realize, I take a look at the numbers online and I'm like, oh, that's why the world is coming to an end, you know, is what the world is telling us and what our own media is telling us. It's done. It's over.
You know, it's interesting. I think there's this conception of when Americans look at like Europeans or people in other countries, they're like, you're so worldly. You know so much. They have no clue how America works. They don't understand how the state government is different from federal government. They don't even know how big it is. They think a lot of them can think they can drive from New York to Miami in a day and then hop on over to L.A.
It's one of the things I wanted to share is me being on a drive in California for 15 hours in California. For them in Europe, that would be unheard. You'd be
mind blown.
You'd be through seven countries. That's the stuff that I wanted to share.
In England, their family moves 3 hours away and they're like, well, I guess I'll never see you again. And for us, you're like, what? That's like a normal. I mean, people here in Atlanta commute for 2 hours to get to work. And so I think I hear what you're saying because I've been there too. But if you decide to come back to it, I do think there's a way and it'll feed into your performance-based heart. You could be the representation for America and disbanding some of these myths. You can show the snacks and be like, I know y'all are going to rag on us about what's in it, but we don't control the snacks that come in here. I just thought you'd like to see it and just take the wind out of their sails.
I also don't want to fuel it. So now putting that stuff up there, which I thought would be pretty lighthearted a couple of days ago, now I know that is going to be a center of another thing they're going to rip on us for. And I don't want to be that family member that is encouraging more hate for my country.
That's fair, too.
Hey, Robert, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Hey, Bird, don't worry about the number two red dye. We're taking it out of our snacks anyway. Most people on TikTok and, you know, Instagram and stuff like that, they're going to be haters anyhow, no matter what you put out there. You put a puppy, the ice cream next to it, they're just going to be, oh, my God, you're poisoning the puppy. So I would do it for longer than 4 days and kind of let it work itself out and see how you feel about it, not how everybody else does.
You know, it's interesting, Robert, because one of the questions and one of the things I really wanted to see is, America, is America online just meaner than other countries? You know, when we post stuff and we see people that are posting really personal, mean things in America, is that happening around the rest of the world, which is one of the questions I wanted to ask. Now I don't have to ask it because I'm seeing it, man.
But I
got a bunch of friends in Canada. They do that. They are absolute haters,
dude. They are the worst right now, haters. Man. Yeah, I mean, they're booing our national anthem now. They're pissed. You know how hard it is to piss off a Canadian?
But I also want to remind people, social media is not reality. Like, you are seeing a fraction of the population and what the population thinks. And I think it's a very dangerous leap to go like, everybody thinks this way. No. The fraction of people that are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people on it. But that when you look at our population globally, that is a small fraction of people and of their thoughts and opinions. And that does not mean that's what everybody thinks.
You start to realize also America is a small fraction of people compared to the rest of the
Absolutely.
World. And we have a very different attitude about that.
It's the Bert Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.